Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing with Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shi'ulim in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. I just love this series. It gives me so much hana. Hope it gives you more hana than it gives me, or at least as much. And our Avodah now is Mitzvah Reish Tzadi Beis, Mitzvah Slois Asei. And again, in this series, we've been learning Al Pi Torah Asmarein of Rabbeinu. Hagaon Rav Rafaela Cohen Kunstler, really a sui generis Talmud Chacham, who writes, we have very, very few Sfarim, Sifrei Zmaneinu on the Fias Seder on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So this is definitely worthwhile for everyone to have and to learn. His other Sfarim also. Unbelievable. I love him and I love his Torah. The Rambam says that Shesiranu Me'arog, and this should be a schus for the Ama Yoshev B'tzion, and for Avi Marini Merazi Sheyichyu. Shesiranu Me'arog M'chui Ve'misik Shenira Shekvar Osa Chet Shenitzchai V'olav Hariga Koidem Igiyo Le'Beizdin Avon Nevi'yo Le'Beizdin Be'echrech V'noid Olav Ke'edim Lefneim V'niya Anachnu Edim Le'Beizdin V'heim Yishbetu Olav V'mashi Yechayiv V'az Hora Sheba B'zeh Inyin V'omer Lo Yumus Har Yumus Haritzeach Adem Lefneid Olam Mishpat. We are forewarned, we are commanded not to kill somebody who's mechuyev misa when we see that he did an avera for which he's chayev misa. Before he comes to Beis Din, rather we have to bring him to Beis Din. There has to be, I think they call it due process. There has to be a court case. Aval nevi'ehu le'Beis Din, be'echreach, we have to bring him, compel him to come to Beis Din. And v'nardal of ke'edim fneim v'nei anachnu edim lebeizdin. So bring him to Beizdin, testify to testify, and the Beizdin will judge whatever he's chayven. And we have a pasuk: the roitzeach is not killed ad amdei lifnei ha'edol amishpot. Until he stands before the Eda, the court, for judgment. So there has to be due process. You have to give him a court case. And it is forbidden, very strictly, chas v'shalom, to kill somebody just because we know that he's a murderer. That doesn't matter. He needs to go to court. And that's the only way to do it, rabbis say. So that is... Mitzvah Reish Tzadi Beis. Okay, so we can end the shiur here. We learned the mitzvah, but not so fast. So we see in the Rambam Beferush Shabbat Lahasir Shalalargus Hamachuyev Mitzvah Olamidol Ledin the Beis Din. The Beis Din we have to be Mamin Ledin. So too is Mefurish in the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach 1:5. I always like to point to the Halacha Brewer website. There they have a list of Rambams from the beginning, the first Rambam till the last Rambam, and every Rambam. They have a slew, here they have a few dozen, of Makaris, of sources that talk about the Rambam. So if you love Torah, and you love understanding, so it's definitely Kedai. Definitely Kedai to learn this, to use the Makaris, the Hamik Cheker. My problem is always, when to stop, you know what I mean? It's never ending. It's Mayim Shein himself. So you have to, sometimes you have to go on to the next sugya, but it's beautiful to see what the different acharonim say and how they learn, compare it to contrast, to think. So that's the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach 1:5. That a Rotzeach that was Horik Bezodain, the Eidim don't kill him until he comes to Beis Din and we judge him Lemisa. We bring the same Pasuk. And the same applies to all Mechuyev and Mrs. Beis Din. The Pasuk is talking about a Rotzeach, but the same applies to all Mechuyev and Mrs. Beis Din. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Lev Chovov Amid Aleph, Rabbi Akiva holds, Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, meaning if someone witnesses something, he can't then go turn around and be a Dayan. So the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah, that's Dafka B'dinei Nefashis. The Rachmana Omar, V'shaftu Ha'ido V'yitzilu Ha'ido. That the Eda judges him, and the Eda saves him. The cave in the Chaziu, the Kotel Nafsha, Lo matzu chazulei zchus. In other words, we have to do what we can to save a person. That's what it means. If it's silo aida, the point is to save him. We'd rather not kill him. And when they see him killing somebody, they can't learn a zchus for him because they saw it with their own eyes. So an aid can't be a dayan. That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chovov. For Ektaisvis, what about the Gemara in Makkos Yud Beis? The Gemara in Makkos learns from a different pasuk. Minayin l'sanhedrin shero bechad shorig esanefesh ein organoisei. Ad shiamud bebeis din tamud loymar. Ad amdoi lufnei ha'eidah la'mishpat. How do we know that a Sanhedrin that saw somebody kill somebody else, that we don't kill him until he's omid bebeizdin? So it says that amdo lifnei eid ala mishpat. So here Rabbi Akiva learns that b'dinei nefashis ein eid nasidayin. And the Gemara in Makkos learns from a different pasuk, not from v'shaftu eida v'yitzilu eida, but from adam do lifnei eida l'mishpat. From there you learn that ein eid nasidayin. That's the kash of Tosfos. You can see there were Tosfos answers, but according to the Rambam, it's not a problem. Like the Turei Evin already comments, that there's two separate things. Sugin Rosh Hashanah is telling us Ein Ein Nasadayim B'dinei Nefashos. The Sugin Makkos is telling us that there has to be due process. It's B'chal Narakasha. It's talking about two separate things. They're not both talking about Ein Ein Nasadayim. One Sugya is talking in Rosh Hashanah, we're talking about Ein Ein Nasadayim. And the sugi in Makkos is not saying ein eid nasadayin, saying there must be due process. You have to bring him before the court and judge him before you kill him. Now in our Girsa in Makkos, it says ein memisen oatzah shiyamid bebeis din acher. And according to that Girsa, l'chayra muchach kehavanas ha'tesvis. That it's coming to tell us she'ein ha'eid adinei nefashos nasadayin, right? Because it says that you don't kill him until he goes to another beis din. Ah, so that's like Tosfos understands another beis din, meaning ein eid nasadayin. So if you have the girsa of Tosfos, our girsa would be like Tosfos is learning beis din acher, that he has to go to a different beis din. Because Ein Eid Nasadayin, and that's in conflict with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah learns Ein Eid Nasadayin from V'shaftu Eid V'tzilu Eid. And the Gemara in Makkos learns it from Adam Dolufne Eid Ala Mishpat. So you see, like the Havan of Tosfos, if you hold Beis Din Acher, that's the stira. One's talking about, they're both talking about Ein Eid Nasadayin. We have two different psukim. However, in that Tosfos, they copy the that's an argirsa. But the Tosfos itself copies the Braisa, Ein Harganoso Achi Yamdu Beis Din. They don't have Acher. So despite the fact that they don't have the girsa of Acher, that's still the way they learn the Braisa, that they have to go to a different Beis Din. That's the way Tosfos is learning the Braisa, that they have to go to a different Beis Din, even though their girsa is not Beis Din Acher, it's Beis Din. However, the Rambam, it would seem, He had the girsa like Tosfos, and for him the question doesn't start, because he doesn't learn Beis Din means Beis Din Acher. He learns Beis Din means Beis Din. So we're not talking about an Eid Nasa Dayan. It's coming to teach us that you have to be Mamid Lamidah Sabay Lamidah Beis Din. Ulafuke yamisu also b'li lamidah ledin. Coming to teach us that we have to be ma'amid and be'beis din, and that means that there has to be due process. So the Rambam doesn't have Tosfos Kasha, because the Rambam learns that the sugya in Rosh Hashanah is talking about the importance of, it's talking about Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan, and the sugya in Makkos is telling us not that Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan, but that you have to have a court case. There has to be due process. Tosfos learns, even though they're goreis beis din and not beis din acher, that they're both talking about Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan, and therefore Tosfos asked their kasha. And according to our girsa of Beis Din Acher, it's clearly a kasha. Even though Tosfos isn't goreis that way and they have the kasha, but according to our girsa, the question's better. That here it says Beis Din Acher, and there it says Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan. Beis Din Acher implies because Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan. And they're also in Rosh Hashanah, it's talking about Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan, so it's a kasha. The Rambam has a girus of Beis Din, not Beis Din Acher. And Memela, he says that Rambam doesn't say, but he holds that it's Bechal not Akasha. Gemara Rosh Hashanah is talking about Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan, and the Gemara in Makkos is talking about due process. The Turei Evan adds to explain Da'as HaRambam, Gam Lefi HaGirsa Shelefaneinu. Our girus is Beis Din Acher. So, what is the Rambam going to do? Right, again, we have the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, and here also in Sefer HaMitzvos, who tells us that we're not a, we, there needs to be due process for La Yom Saratzeach Haram Dom Lufnei Eidel HaMishpat. So that's where the Rambam learns due process from, and Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan is a different sugya. That's from Vishavtu Eidel V'Tzilu Eidel. But what about if the Rambam's girsa is based in Acher? How is he going to reconcile between the two sugyas? Zok de Turei Even, sheze vaday sheikar pasuk zeh osel hashmeinon, sheein aroin osem emisen osel b'li sheyamdu b'din, yamidoi b'din. Like the Rambam learns that definitely this pasuk is telling us that we can't kill him until he is a court case. But Memele comes out according to Rabbi Akiva that you have to bring him to a different Beis Din. So Rabbi Akiva holds Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan B'din in Nefashos, like we see in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, since we have to be Ma'amid in B'din, Lifnei Beis Din, Memele, you can't be Ma'amid in front of the same Beis Din. So as the Rambam says, there needs to be due process. And Memele, according to Rabbi Akiva, that is only going to be if it's in front of a different court because Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan. But the din that we learn from there is the correct din. They're two separate things. In other words, the fact that you need to be ma'amid and bedin is learned in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, in the Gemara in Makkos, and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is saying, okay, once you have to be ma'amid and bedin, since Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan, you have to bring him to a different Beis Din. It's not a steer between the two Gemaras, one's built on the other. Makkos tells us there has to be due process, and in Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Akiva says, Beseder. So make sure it's a different Beis Din, because that's not called due process if it's in front of the people who saw it. Because of a Shavta Veda V'Tzilu Eda, that's not giving him his proper rights. Because they're not going to find the schus for him, because they saw it. And Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan. So that explains Shitas HaRambam. And the Turei Even explains according to that. Leave the Rabbi Tarfon, then Eid Na'aseh Dayan, you don't need another Beis Din. He has to have a court case, but you don't have to go to a different Beis Din. And with this, we can explain the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, who writes, Ein Memisen Osa Edim B'lo Aroam Osa. So the Rambam writes Edom v'Roem, and the Rambam doesn't say Sanhedrin. The Bryce and Marcus, it says Sanhedrin. But the Rambam writes Rotzeach Shaharg B'Zadon Ein Memisim Oso HaEdim V'lo HaRoem Oisai Ad Sheyavo LeBeisdin V'Yedinu V'Yedinu. The Edom aren't allowed to kill him, and those who see. And this is predicated on the Bryce and Marcus. And in the Bryce and Marcus, it says that Sanhedrin are not allowed to kill him until they give him a court case. And here it's talking about the Edom of Aromo, so the Rambam changes from the Gemara in Marcus, which he's basing himself on. So based on what we said, it would appear as follows, that the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Eidos Perkei writes that the Rambam is passing like Rabbi Tarfon, like Rabbi Akiva. So it emerges that a based in Shero Shehorag can taka kill him al pi riyosam because Eid Nasa Dayan. Just Rabbi Akiva learned that Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, the Sanhedrin can kill him if they saw it. Rabbi Tarfon learns that they can. So in the Mela, the Rambam doesn't say anything about the Sanhedrin not killing him. Sanhedrin is sort can taka kill him. But the Edom and the Roam can't kill him. They have to bring him to court. So it's beautiful that the Rambam is going like Rabbi Tarfon. That Eid Nasa Dayan. And therefore the Rambam says, Ratzeach Shaharag B'Zadon Ein Memisin Oso Edom V'lo Aroam Oso. Not the Edom and the Roam Oso. Until they bring him to Beis Din and then he has his due process. But if the Sanhedrin sees it, if the Beis Din sees it, then they can kill him. Because Eid Nasa Dayan like Rabbi Tarfon. Not like Rabbi Akiva. However, look at what the Rambam writes here in Sefer HaMitzvos. V'afilu haya beizdin ha'ir, here in Reish Sadi Beis. V'afilu im haya beizdin ha'godo lehem she'ra'au horeg, v'hem kulam eidim, tavo ha'idut etzel beidin, acher, ואחר ידינוהו. Even the Beis Din HaGadol sees him kill, and they're all Edim, the Edim should come in front of another Beis Din, and they should judge him. Oh. So here the Rambam does mention the Beis Din, like the Bryce and Makkos. And he says, Beis Din Acher, like our Girsa. The Mavur Lahedja Barambam, that he holds like Rabbi Akiva, not like we were trying to learn until now, that he holds like Rabbi Tarfon. He holds like Rabbi Akiva, that you need a Beis Din Acher. It can't be the same Beis Din. So here the Rambam is telling us a due process. You need to bring him in front of a court. And if the court sees him, then you have to bring him in front of another court. Because Ein Eid Nasa Dayan Rabbi Akiva Dik, not Rabbi Tarfon Dik. And Taka in the Lechem Mishnah, and Hilchos Eidos, he asks on the Kesef Mishnah, says that the Rambam passing is like Rabbi Tarfon, not Pitom. Akol Ponim Nira, Sheyesh Makom Lomar, Sheharambam Bemet Sover, Kerabbi Akiva, De Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, like it seems here from the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And not that the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach doesn't mention the Sanhedrin, because there he's coming to explain the Ikar Lav. And the Lav is that you have to be Ma'amidoi B'din. You have to give him a proper court case. And that it comes out, Memela, that the Sanhedrin that sees can't judge him, because in Eid Nasa Dayan, that's not Shaykh to there. It's Medinei Eidus. There the Rambam is talking about Dinei Sanhedrin. So in Hilchos Rotzeach, he's just saying that the way we treat him a Rotzeach is that you have to give him a proper court case. You can't kill the Rotzeach without giving him a court case. But Eid Nasa Dayan isn't Shaykh. However, it would appear שזה לא מספיק לפאר את דברי הרמב״ם. שלפי דברינו נמצא שלגבי עיקר הלאו, אין חילוק כלל בין סתם עדם שרו לסנהדן שרו. So it comes out that according to the Rambam, there's no difference between Edom who saw and the Sanhedrin that saw. And therefore the Rambam omits when the Sanhedrin sees him in Hilchos Rotzeach. In both cases, the people who saw him cannot put him to death. You have to give him a court case. So the Rambam is so same in Hilchos Rotzeach that somebody kills, you have to give him a court case. And there's no difference between Stam Edim and Sanhedrin. In both cases, they have to bring him to court. And the fact that Rabbi Akiva talks about the Sanhedrin is he's telling us in a different din, Ein Ed Na'aseh Dayan. But then it would come out that we would have a kasha in Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was mixing two things that are not related. There are two separate things going on over here. Rabbi Akiva says, Ein Ed Na'aseh Dayan. B'dinei Nefashos. Because of Ishaftu Veda V'tzilu Eda. And when they see him killing, they're not going to learn schutz for him. That's Rabbi Akiva in Rosh Hashanah. But the problem is, so there he's talking about Ein Ed Na'aseh Dayan. But the problem is Rabbi Akiva in Makkos. Rabbi Akiva in Makkos says, Minayin l'Sanhedrin shero echad shehoreg esanefesh. She'ein memisin o'atzo she'amud be'beis dina. Talmud lo yimar ad amdo lefnei del ha'mishpat. Rabbi Akiva says there it's talking about giving him due process. And he, for whatever strange reason, he brings in the union of Sanhedrin, has to bring him to a different Sanhedrin. I was alone, say, umar bev ben shnei nosim. Pope and Makkos, man say, the topic here is due process. So even if Bezin sees him kill, he still needs a court case. But since the whole vort is that somebody needs a court case, why do you have to say Sanhedrin saw him kill? To teach us what? Ein Ed Na'aseh Dayan, Aval Zeh Lo HaNoseh Po. Az Lo Me'arbev Bein Shnei Noseim. In other words, what we had explained was that in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, we learn Ein Ed Na'aseh Dayan. And Memela and Maseches Makkos, where Rabbi Akiva, who holds in Rosh Hashanah Ein Ed Na'aseh Dayan, when the Sanhedrin sees it, they have to bring him to a different Beis Din. Because this Gemara is telling us due process. In order to have due process, you need a different Beis Din, because of what it says in Rosh Hashanah. Then Ein Ed Na'aseh Dayan. Aval lama la'arbev shnei hanosim biyachad? Hari kan be Makkos hanoseihu, the topic is that you need to have due process. That's the topic. So why do you bring in the thing of Sanhedrin seeing him? Zeh noseh acher. Tell me in a different place. Don't tell me here. There's a second din. The second din is Ein Ed Na'aseh Dayan. But the point here is not that Ein Ed Na'aseh Dayan. The point here is that he needs due process. So why does the Rabbi Akiva throw in that it's Sanhedrin Shero Echad Sharagas HaNefesh? Very nice according to the Rambam, because the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, when he teaches us due process, he doesn't say, it's talking about Edom and the Rohan, they can't kill him. He doesn't bring in Sanhedrin because that's a separate din. That Ein Ed Na'aseh Dayan. So why does Rabbi Akiva do that? And again, we prove that the Rambam's passing like Rabbi Akiva. Not only that, but you look here in the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs here in Reish Sadi Beis After he explains the Ikar Alav, Shesiranu Me'arog Mechuyev Misa, we're not allowed to kill somebody who's Mechuyev Misa. When we see that he already did an Avera before he comes to Beis Din, he explains that Afilu Hayah Beis Din Agadol, Heim Shera'o Shehoreg, Vim Kulam Eidim, Tavo Ha'edus Eitzel Beis Din Acher. So here he brings Ein Nasa Dayan. So why in this din of due process, which is mitzvah reish sadi beis, does the Rambam throw in Ein Eid Nasa Dayan? The Muzar Me'od. The Shnei Dvarim Shonim. He's mixing in two separate things. The din of due process and the din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. And we saw in the Rambam and Hilchos Rotzeach, he separates between the two. He just says, when I'm teaching you the din of due process in Hilchos Rotzeach, that's it. That's the din of the Rotzeach. He needs to have due process. I'm not going to tell you the din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. But in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam Taka brings in Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. That's very surprising. In Takin Hachas Eidus 5:8, the Rambam says Kol Eid Sheid B'din Ein Nefashos Ein Amor B'din Zeh Anerak. So if he's made, then he can't judge. And he can't learn either Schus nor Chova. Once he's in Eid, that's it. And then the Rambam continues and he says, in Dine Mominus, he can learn Schus and Chova, but he can't be a Dayan. Because in Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, Afilu B'Dine Mominus. You see, Mefurish that he paskins like Rabbi Akiva. And Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. But again, Zebe Makom Acher. Zebe Mesechus Rosh Hashanah. Zelobe Mesechus Makkos. So Mesechus Rosh Hashanah, we're learning the Sugya of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. And in Mesechus Makkos, we're learning due process. So we have to ask on Rabbi Akiva and Mesechus Makkos why he mixes in the two inyanim together. And when he's teaching us the union of due process, he also tells us Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. Since there's a nosei acher, it's a din acher. So we have a kasha on Rabbi Akiva, and we have a kasha on the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs. עכשיו, בתורי אבן שם מבואר שבאמת יש חידוש לעניין סנהדרין שראו בעיקר עליו. From the תורי אבן we see there is a חידוש when the סנהדרין saw the עיקר לב of needing due process. So he explains שאפילו עדוס שאין סנהדרין שאין עצמן רואין לדנו דינן רפשס אפילו הכי דינן ככל אדם ועד שיענידון כדרך שדנו דינן רפשס אין להם רשוס להרגם. Bein to Rabbi Akiva minayin, the Sanhedrin shero. In other words, the Turei Avin says there's a chiddush that even though the Sanhedrin sees it, and the Sanhedrin is right to kill him, they're right to judge him, they're right to judge him to be liable to capital punishment. Nevertheless, you still need due process. They have no wishes to kill him until they have a court case. And that's Rabbi Akiva and Makkos, that if the Sanhedrin sees, you still need a court case. Aval advarim tmuim tuba. It's very hard to understand this Turei Avin. What mile is there to the Sanhedrin? We're talking about killing somebody without giving him a court case. So there's no difference between Sanhedrin and other Eidos. Is there a Havamina here that another person can't kill him without a court case because we don't trust the other person? But the Sanhedrin we trust. So Kamashma, no, even for Sanhedrin you need a court case. No, my pita. Shpo din. Shetzarich lahamidoto ledin. So what does it matter who saw it? So the bottom line is, after this beautiful analysis, we want to understand why is it that as part of the Ikar HaDin, when we are taught by both Rabbi Akiva and the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that you need to have due process, we are also taught the din that the Sanhedrin that sees has to give him due process. And since that's so, then they can't be the ones who judge him. Because ain't aid nasa dayan. Veshaalnu, she says these are two separate things. The fact that you need due process, that's a mitzvah reish sadi base. That should be enough for us. And that's not dafka din and sanhedrin, din in anybody. Anytime somebody commits a crime that he's chayiv misa for, you need to bring him to court. Even if you saw it with your own eyes, doesn't matter, you have to bring him to court. So what does it matter that the Sanhedrin saw it or Sanhedrin didn't see it? So you're going to tell me, no, it matters the Sanhedrin because it's telling us, ain't it nasid dying. So why does the Rambam bring it and why does the Rabbi Akiva bring it, the Sanhedrin saw it? If you're teaching us the obligation of due process, that everybody has the right to a trial, so then it's don't bring in that ain't it nasid dying. Because that's a separate halacha. And yet Rabbi Akiva sees it so important. He teaches as part of the Ikar Halacha. When he's telling us that you need to be Ma'amid Adam Dolfnei Dela Mishpat, he tells us, yeah, Dafka in a case of Seer of Sanhedrin, the scenario of Sanhedrin sees it. And the Sanhedrin, the scenario of Sanhedrin sees it, you have to be Ma'amid Bifnei Beis Din Acher, according to our Girsa. So why are you telling us this din of Sanhedrin Acher, meaning because Ein Eid Nasid Dayan, what, that's not the topic here. The topic here is due process, not Ein Eid Nasid Dayan. And yet Rabbi Akiva mixes in the two, as is the Rambam. As in Mekaveh she'advarim hayu berurim ubehirim. And our Aveda in the next shir is to explain the sugya and mit Hashem. We are going to see new flows. Please stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.